He did it. I told you he would. Twitter has officially accepted Elon Musk's offer of roughly $44 billion for this company. And guess what? The world may never be the same. Portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. There has never been a better time to invest in precious metals than now. So go to legacypminvestments.com for more. Again, that's legacypminvestments.com for more. The mainstream media thought they might not actually see this day. They hoped they wouldn't see this day. They thought maybe this deal couldn't get done. They did accuse Elon Musk of just trying to make a quick buck. But in fact, he was, as I suspected, and as I told you, he was quite serious all along. Now, assuming that no other offers come out of the woodwork, that's always a threat, right? Until the deal officially closes, the deal's been accepted, it still needs to close. Elon Musk is on track to become the proud new owner of Twitter, a company that has really come to symbolize a lot of the power, if you would, of big tech and social media. It has been heavily criticized for censoring people, including a former president of the United States, while nonetheless giving platforms to, the likes of the Ayatollah, right? And Vladimir Putin as well. So there's concern that they are just putting in place algorithms that benefit them in any given time. There's concern that they are putting algorithms in place that leave no room, if you would, for opinion or for humor or even questions on a variety of issues. And I'd say there's not concern. I would just say they are. That is exactly what they're doing. And it's a problem. And let's be very, very clear. Twitter's not the only platform that's doing this. It's another reason why I think we need more spaces out there. It's one of the reasons I joined Locals, trishregan.locals.com. And I do encourage you to join me over there on that platform. If you're looking at the show notes, I've included the link in the show notes. It's also here on the screen if you're watching this program. But I did join that because there's no algorithms getting in the way. I have just been stunned. I have been shocked and disgusted, frankly, by the willingness of big tech to shut down any questions that one might have or might be probing or asking. It is not a good place for our society to be in, to not allow different opinions and to have different discussions. And thus, it's one of the reasons why I'm so encouraged here by Elon Musk's new purchase. Elon Musk actually coming out in a statement today saying that he wants to, quote, make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam and the bots, of course. It's all about authenticating all humans, he says. And this is true. This matters. He also said something that is causing a lot of angst to the so-called elites, the liberal ruling class elites, when he said, quote, free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy. And Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. He's right on that, too. I mean, this is why it has been so disheartening to watch people with a very specific agenda effectively take over that town square. And that's what they have done for the last several years, not allowing other thought. There are a lot of folks that are very angry right now, very angry that Elon Musk bought the company. You have employees voicing their concerns. They're worried about their future, of course. You've got media companies that are voicing their concerns. They, too, are worried about their future and how they fit into all this. Let me share with you how The Hollywood Reporter is casting this story. And I quote, Elon Musk is Twitter's new ruler. Interesting choice of words there, ruler. Expect grand plans and chaos ahead. The Tesla mogul doesn't care about making money with the platform. Instead, he gets his chance to play wizard and ban bots, authenticate users, and create his version of free speech utopia. Again, interesting choice of words, given that they're going with ruler. It's kind of in line with what former U.S. Secretary of Labor Robert Reich was saying about Elon Musk, you know, accusing him of being an oligarch because he's been so successful. I mean, I find that quite troubling, considering the guy immigrated here to the United States of America, created an industry from scratch, taking on, by the way, the auto giants, the oil giants, those industries that someone like Robert Reich, you would think, would typically despise, And he became the richest man in the world by doing so. Why? Because that is a testament to what we are as a country. This is America, right? Used to be anyway. And I think Elon Musk gets the sense that increasingly, if you do not preserve certain freedoms, including that First Amendment freedom, you run the risk that you won't have the same opportunities in the future. So this guy's out there creating a colony to go to Mars, or to be on Mars. He wants to save our First Amendment with $21 billion out of his own pocket. And yet some on the left are calling him an oligarch. I mean, pretty bad stuff, especially in light of everything that's happening right now. Okay, rather distasteful at the very least. But you know what? They're angry, and that's fine. They have every right to be angry. And they have every right to express that via Twitter or other platforms, because that's their First Amendment. They've had this space for too long, control over this space for too long. Now it's backfiring. One woman, a women's rights organization leader, was actually quoted in the New York Times on her Twitter account saying, and I want to share it with you, without any conditions for Musk to purchase Twitter, the platform's community standard and recourse to ban users who violate those standards, Twitter could set a dangerous precedent for other social media companies to follow. You know, I hope they set a precedent here. I hope they do. A precedent that actually encourages transparency and encourages thoughtful, provocative, interesting, debatable speech. That's who we are or who we were. If Elon Musk can expose the bots, the shadow banning, all that happens with his open source algorithms, then wouldn't that actually be a good thing? Wouldn't it actually create greater trust within the system? You know, one thing I have noticed in my years of reporting from a lot of bad parts of the world is that in those bad parts of the world, which are controlled by dictators and yes, oligarchs, people that live there don't trust anything. They certainly don't trust that their governments. And that lack of trust is pretty consistent. It's been there. It's embedded into their psychology, not because of social media. It's not as though it's a recent thing. It's something that has become quite deep-rooted in society after years and years and years of having their governments lie to them and not allow them the opportunity to read, to see, to hear, or to discuss anything that's different from the party line. And so the way we actually increase trust in society is by allowing individuals to access information, not by shutting all that information off. We have seen too many examples now of big tech in quite recent years and months deplatforming people that they didn't agree with. I mean, consider the former New York Times reporter that said early on during the COVID crisis and right when the vaccines were coming out, that vaccines wouldn't actually prevent people altogether from getting COVID, but they would make it less deadly if they got it. Well, what happened? That guy got suspended for life for saying that. I mean, give me a break. We can't be honest with one another. We can't question things. How about Babylon Bee making a political joke that Twitter's team didn't find funny? So now we're censoring humor? That's what it's come to? By the way, I understand Elon Musk likes Babylon Bee a lot. It's kind of like the conservative version of The Onion. And how about former President Trump getting thrown off Twitter? I mean, all of this is really quite nuts. Anyway, leftist elitists, the intelligentsia, who's out there and only believes that one viewpoint is acceptable, anything else is just hate speech, they're going to get a rude awakening here, I think. And with any luck, the rest of the big tech companies are going to pay attention. Maybe they might just begin to open source their algorithms. Because I'll tell you, we cannot live in a world where people are constantly being threatened by these woke gangs every 2 minutes a day for just having a viewpoint that may be different than what the left wants them to have. You know, I promised as well I'd tell you how the left might try to undo this deal. I don't believe this is going to happen because Elon's offer was, again, a 38% premium over what the company was trading at before he got involved, before he disclosed his offer. But someone could come in at a higher price. It's conceivable they'd have to pay a pretty hefty breakup fee. But for someone who really, really wants it, they might. Who might that be? I don't know. Jeff Bezos? He already owns the Washington Post. However, Mark Zuckerberg already owns Meta, Facebook. So you see, you start to get into some antitrust issues. I think this deal gets done. I think the company goes private. And I think, you know what, Americans, we're going to get a new lease here on freedom. We will. Coming up, we're going to talk about Donald Trump, whether or not he might be reinstated. Could you imagine that to the platform? We'll get into all of that. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about a wonderful organization that is doing its part right now to protect your freedom of speech every single day. The Association of Mature American Citizens, also known as AMAC. AMAC is a group of some 2 million plus Americans that are working very hard to preserve your values, American values, my values in Washington, D.C. and throughout the nation. It's a group that's looking out for older Americans. So people's retirement savings are eaten up by massive spending increases from our federal government. I want you to consider being part of this group. I want you to join this group with me. It's just $16 a year. And you know what? You're going to get all kinds of special discounts on travel from hotels to airfare to restaurants, as well as insurance, cell phone plan discounts, all kinds of things. In fact, you're going to make the $16 back in a day while simultaneously supporting American values. So join the group that's standing up for you and help protect faith, family, and democracy. So go to amac.us/Regan, my last name, R-E-G-A-N. Again, that's AMAC, AMAC.us/Regan, R-E-G-A-N. And for just $16 a year, you can be a proud member of this group. And you can take a stand for America. Again, AMAC.us/Regan. Okay, let's get to the Donald Trump thing. Will he actually return to Twitter? You know, I've said all along, I don't think so. I believe he knows the power of his brand. And as a business person, is recognizing that that brand has value. And if he wants to get back into social media, right, doesn't he just stay on Truth Social? Doesn't he spend his time, his money, his efforts, his personality chips there on Truth Social? You know, it is having some challenges, but any new social media platform will have those challenges. So I suspect, unless, you know, I could be wrong on this one, but I suspect he recognizes that he wants to be the one in control of the platform. I mean, after something like that happens to you, right? You don't really want to go back. I mean, you can't personally secure your account there on Twitter. So in this brave new world, I do believe Elon Musk would invite him back. But ultimately, I suspect Donald Trump will say, well, hey, what's in it for me? Right? Join me, by the way, on Twitter at Trish_Regan and on YouTube, on Rumble, and on Facebook, all those social media platforms. Plus, you know, I'd love to have you on my Locals channel where we have no algorithms, crazy algorithms suppressing content. It's just you and me there every single day. TrishRegan.locals.com. Thank you for listening, everyone. Big day, big show, and more to come.